Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. This is the Millionaires Roundtable, and it is financial literacy season, smart money month, smart money week, smart money year. I say we need to treat this like Black history. It's all day, every day, all the time, 365 days a year, 24/7, because we cannot afford to take our eye off the prize. We cannot afford to take our focus off of the dream. And the dream is freedom. And I saw a post the other day, and it said, I'm not after money. I'm after the freedom that it provides. Two different things. And it's the freedom to take care of yourself, your family, others, the freedom to give back, the freedom to make choices, and the freedom to be able to build and share what it is that we are building. And so with that being said, of course, these discussions are always great with our icon and legend, my business partner and sister, MC Light. MC Light, welcome to the roundtable. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm doing well this morning. So well, Dr. Lynn Richardson. A pleasure to be with you and all of your listening audience.
We got to get this together because it's not morning everywhere. It's not morning everywhere. It's the afternoon. Let me tell you, it's nighttime in I'm looking for a place. Where's Russell Simmons right now? It's nighttime where he at, right? And so folks are listening to this everywhere. We talking about good morning. We're dating the whole thing. So
I'm
just gonna give a global good day, whatever time it is. You know, cause for me, morning, it really is morning. You know, for me, this is the afternoon. Morning is like 2 a.m. for me.
That's right, because you are up at that time.
Yeah, I'm up at 2 a.m. Pacific time, because it's 5 a.m. Eastern time, and it's 11, 12 o'clock in London. And let me tell you, that's where the world is being run. So you think I'm going to be asleep while people running the world in other time zones, and they're ahead of the game, and I'm still sitting up here napping? Mm-mm. No. So I am up, but you know what? I go to sleep early too, because I went to bed last night. I must have been around 7, maybe 6:45 p.m., 7 p.m. I woke up around 8:30. I thought I had been asleep all night. It was only 8:30 p.m., so I went back to sleep. I woke up again. It was around 10. Let me tell you, I thought I had been asleep for 2 days. And so there it is.
It can feel like that. You know, it can feel like that when you get into one of those deep sleeps, especially, you know, if the day before you were working your butt off.
Yeah.
You know, it's real easy to get lost in sleep.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, yeah, the top of the week is always a big deal for us. So we had our Home Buyers Club meeting. It has gone off to a resounding launch. Folks are trying to get it together and still tap into this dream of home ownership. You know, it is just, you know, it's a surprise to me. It's a wonder, but I know it's not a surprise to most of us, considering what is going on in our world. You know, 200 years later, 400 years later, we are still dealing with crimes against African-American people that are being committed at a pace that far outseeds any other group of people in this country. 30, 40 years later, we are still being concerned, having to be concerned about the right to vote. 40, 50 years later, after the establishment of certain fair housing laws, we are still facing discrimination in credit and housing and the biases that come along with those things. So, you know, it just, it gives me, you know, I have to have a moment of pause to really process all of this and to really understand that we cannot take our eye off the prize. We have to keep educating. We have to keep pushing through, and we have to keep putting the knowledge in front of people. Because,
absolutely,
you know, this is going to be one of those times that I think we're going to fall asleep and then wake up and realize that a massive theft has taken place. And so, you know, the media is saying that now is not a good time to buy. It's a seller's market. And, you know, anytime the media gets involved in that kind of dialogue and propaganda, it always makes me wonder, you know, what's really happening. Every single disaster that we've ever had, millionaires and billionaires are made during disasters. But what we get told the news is to focus on whatever it is, whether it's Hurricane Katrina, whether it's 9/11, we get caught up in the drama of the news and many times miss the opportunity. So I just want to continue to put the plan, the strategy, and the dream of home ownership in front of people. And that's one of the first things we talked about, like last night. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. We talked about the very first thing that I said to the hundreds and hundreds of people who made it to the call. And I guess now thousands are in the replay stage because everybody couldn't get off work or what have you. But what I said is we got to transform home ownership from being a dream to a plan. And then I asked them, what do you think of when you think of the word plan? And everybody, almost 100% of the people typed in the chat, because this was a virtual meeting, they said strategy. And I said, exactly. So this has to be a part of an overall strategy for wellness. We're going to talk about each one of these things today. Yes, home ownership can promote wellness, goodwill, you know, a sense of confidence, encouragement. This has to be a part of the strategy for wealth. This has to be a part of the strategy for wisdom. This has to be a part of the strategy for winning. And so I know that over the years, like you have used real estate to not only build a security for your family, but to help you as a stepping stone to get from one step to the next.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to back it up a little bit, Lynn, because what you said is of urgent comprehension, which means people need to understand this very quickly. And that is, as diligent as they are, or some people, or groups of people, or groups of people in power are about holding their foot on our neck. Because you got to think about it, all the things that you just mentioned are still going on today. We still have to be concerned with things that were going on very, very long ago, which means that this is being taught from generation to generation, that we should not get a leg up because we will excel beyond anyone's belief, even our own. So with that in mind, for as diligent as they are about their plan to keep discrimination going, we have to be as diligent about ours in getting what is rightfully ours and what is rightfully due to us in terms of how it is that from generation to generation, we are able to accrue wealth and pass it down. And what you are doing, Dr. Lynn, is historical, because you are educating people, empowering people, and, you know, you have it there. They say you build it and they come. You have built New Wealth University and the people are coming. And all I can say is I hope that they are able to really take advantage of what is at their fingertips so that they can now align themselves with a dream that they have. You know, it's one thing to have a dream, but if your actions are doing something that is not in alignment with where it is you're trying to get as your goal, you might as well forget it, throw it out the window. So I just wanted to really address that, because we have to be diligent about our plan as well. And if that is owning your own home, which for many of us it is, we need to get to step in and make it work. So that's that. Now, how homes for me, you know, I bought my first home when I was, I think, 19 years old. And it was in Jersey. And, you know, I swear to you, I was in that, I owned that house for 9 years. I didn't live in it for 9 years, but I owned it for 9 years. And unfortunately, where I bought it, they pretty much you know, gathered up all of the folks that were interested in buying and told them there was going to be a train system that would eventually come through. And for as long as I was there, it hadn't. So I wind up selling my house for the exact amount that I bought it for 9 years later. But what it did for me is it taught me discipline, and it taught me what home ownership is all about.
On that note, we want to hear more. We got to take a break. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. This is so good, Light, because I love you going through this process, because I think people think it's painful, but it's just what it is. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to take a break. On this break, go to AskLynn.org. Get started right now. Go to AskLynn.org, submit your inquiry, and we will be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. MC Light is here with us. We are still in financial literacy and smart money season. That is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 for us. And still on the topic of home ownership, the foundation for building wealth. Of course, after you do the basics, spend less money, get more money, get your money back. And in that process, you're going to figure out the income producing asset and or the asset that can appreciate and value that will help you to create an overall financial portfolio. So you talked about, Light, before the break, going through, you know, step one, mm-hmm. going through these phases. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in the house in New Jersey. I owned it for 9 years. I sold it for the exact amount of money that I bought it for. And it was only because they had promised there was going to be a new train system that would come into that neighborhood. It was pretty far from New York City. It was in New Jersey. And so, you know, it just so happens that since then they have put the train system in and the real estate has gone up. But that's just a matter of how long can you stay in a property. And for me, I no longer wanted to be in New Jersey. I wanted to live in California. So I wound up shifting all of my assets to Los Angeles, except for one property that my mom lived in. But you are absolutely right. Putting my money into real estate has really saved my life more than once. Because, you know, with this business, everything is ebbs and flows. And back in the 90s and, you know, into the 2000s, you weren't quite clear, like, where money was going to come from at the time, specifically when, you know, record labels would tell you, no, you can't put a record out this year. We got to put out this, that, and the third, and you'll be out in, you know, 14 months. And yet you've been spending, which I didn't have a budget, you've been spending like you're crazy or like money grows from trees. And so having equity in my homes and all of my properties just was extremely beneficial. So I will say to anyone, if there's like just an inkling of interest, you should follow it up and get the knowledge and get the education that you need as it relates to being a homeowner.
Yeah, I think you know what's happening now, because we're getting calls and emails from real estate professionals all over the country. This is impacting so many people in so many ways, much like the pandemic. If we cannot get out and move around, then enterprise and commerce decreases, and people lose their ability to work. And when people lose their ability to work, they lose their ability to pay bills. When we don't put out the right information about the truth about home ownership, I can't tell you the number of people who think if they have a low credit score or lower credit score that they're going to have a higher rate. That simply is not the truth. It is not the truth. You can get the same interest rate as someone who has 800 score if you have a 650. There are programs, and they're good programs. They're not bad programs. So when we don't put the right knowledge out there, then it does block the it blocks the market. When they start talking,
I'm just going to say, where do you think that comes from? Where does that myth come from?
Well, it comes from the same myths that if you see a black man walking down the street in a certain neighborhood, that he's got to be up to something. He can't be from here. So let's go stop him and ask him some questions. And if he, you know, if he bucks his eyes wrong, he just might, you know, end up dead. It's profiling. That's what it is. It's profiling. It's bias. It is you know, we've all heard the information that went public about a year, year and a half ago, where the NFL player went into, you know, this institution and wanted to invest. He had, what, $700,000-$900,000. And the employee was told by his superior, you know, we don't take their money. We're not going to invest that money. They don't know what they're like. So it's like, I mean, forgive me for saying, it's you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. If you have money, we're profiled. If we don't have money, we're profiled. So we have to find the truth for ourselves. And that's for any group of people. It's not just African-American people. It's undocumented citizens. It is people who come, who recently come from other countries and are trying to come here for the dreams that they have been, that they've read about in their history books and that they see on television, and they're treated a certain way. It's speculative treatment. You know, I remember having a client who came into my office, and I remember I could see him because my office was, it was on the first floor, and I had a view of the street outside, and I could see people as they were walking past, and I saw this African-American male, and he was dirty. He had on dirty clothes, and he looked like he was dirty. And he came into the office, and he asked for me. And I said, here I am. And I didn't treat him any different. He had a boatload of money, and he was a construction worker. He had just got off work. He had just gotten off work. What if I had treated him differently? What if I had turned up my nose? To me, he looked like one of the guys in the neighborhood that I grew up with in the projects. I didn't know what it was, because I was prepared to serve whatever that need was. If he was homeless and he needed prayer, then he was going to get some prayer. If he was somebody looking to try to do some wrong, then he was going to get the Medea. he was going to get whatever he asked for, okay? And, you know, I was not fearful in that situation. But do you know how many of us walk into any situation and we are treated a certain way, either because we are not enough or we're too much? You know, it's intimidating. So that same gentleman who went into the bank and demanded some answers, because it was months and weeks before he got answers, now they're saying, well, we're intimidated by him. Like, which one is it? First, you didn't respond to him. You didn't give him an answer. And now you're intimidated if he expresses himself. And so, you know, that's what we're facing out here. And so we've got to reclaim our power. And the other thing that I talked about, I said, you know, we've got to understand that this homeownership and real estate thing is not just a dream. It needs to be a plan. And a plan is in and of itself a strategy. And then the next thing I said, like, we've got to change our mind. We've got to change our mindset about what this all is. And so we'll talk about that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break. Go to asklynn.org during the break. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
Real deal and money, credit and financial security. By valuable today. No need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. Are you live a check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. So we've been talking about home ownership. We've been talking about mindset, and I said that we have to adjust, you know, what this is. But the other thing that we have to do is we have to change our mind, because when we look at this as a dream, then a dream is emotional. You know, a dream is that happy place. A dream is, you know, I even said, you know, I grew up thinking I was going to live a Cinderella life, like somebody, a print knight in shining armor was going to sweep me off and this, that, and the other. And the truth is, you know, during those days when my credit was jacked up, it was more like the stepdaughter with the wicked stepmother, okay? And I was doing it to myself. But when we put it into a strategy, then we can get disconnected from the emotions. Because a lot of times, if it's a dream, we don't want to let the house go because of our kids, or because it was Big Mama's house, or because it was whatever it is. And so we have to remember that we can't fall in love with the walls, that it is all a part of a strategy. And if you see that your house is no longer going to benefit your strategy, then it's time to move on. If you, you know, some people are holding on to a house that is 100% a liability. It is not an asset. They aren't making any money from it. If they are, they're making exactly enough to pay the mortgage. And because somebody told them, well, it might go up in the future. You got to think about now. Now, if it doesn't impact you in any way to hold on to it, and you can afford it, if the roof falls in and so on and so forth, then maybe you want to hold out for that dream in the future. But we also have to know when to move, when to make our moves. And that's what having a strategy and a team is all about. What have you been your thoughts about just in general in business, and applying to these finances, this whole concept of having a strategy?
Well, shucks. I mean, if you don't, it's like you're walking blindly. And then what happens is you wind up the effect instead of the cause.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think for most people, and you know what? I can't even say for most people. I'm just going to say for myself, I have moved through much of my life without a plan. And I was either without a plan, or I was on somebody else's plan and didn't know it.
Wow.
So for my younger years, you know, as an artist, I was with a management company. I knew nothing about the music business. I knew nothing about entertainment and how it ran. However, my manager did. And so he had plans and a strategy for me that I was in agreement with. Up until a certain point, when I realized that it wasn't all to just benefit me. And I don't, you know, when you're working with people, you want everyone to see the benefits. But by far, if you're the one working, you need to see the fruit of your labor. And so all of that to say, without a plan, I mean, you're like the wind, whichever you're caught up in the wind, and wherever it blows, there you will be. Whereas if you have a plan, you can steady yourself on a rock and a heart and a foundation that you can look back at and say you built what it is that you have for you and your family because you had a plan, because you have strategy.
Yeah, it's and then, you know, understanding that a strategy can change, because you may have the best laid plans, But there's either a scripture or people kind of often say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And I know he's laughing at me right now. He has got to be cracking up. This has got to be the biggest comedy show that God has experienced in a long time. Because when I started working with you, I said I was not going to help. I wasn't doing any more financial. I wasn't talking about money no more. I was done with that part of my life. And I definitely wasn't going back to my roots of home ownership. Oh my goodness. The real deal in real estate, that was so long ago.
Surprise.
Oh my goodness. And it's so funny because the moment you say that you're not going to do something, you might as well get yourself set up ready for a test or a mess. Because
a test or a mess.
Okay? Because out of your test, there will be a testimony. And out of your mess, there will be a message. And so to match my fervor in never, ever going back into teaching people talking about money, step one, here comes Melody Spann talking about doing a radio show. Oh, my God. How am I going to do a radio show? Every day? Monday through Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, every day.
The week needs to be 2 days. How about Saturday and Sunday? Right? And then Steve Harvey comes calling, talking about get on TV and all these other people. And oh my goodness. And every step of the way, but every single time I was met with a test, I was met with something in my own life that forced me to have a revelation, go back to a tool, and then be faced with this fact that, oh my God, if I'm dealing with this, well, then what are other people doing? And for me, the tests have been different. They haven't been living check to Monday or some of those things in the past, but life is a cycle. You get through something and then you revisit that thing and then you get a chance to remember what you did that time and you get a chance to take that test and pass it. And so it just became very clear to me the more people I began to work with from every walk of life, celebrities, entertainers, stay-at-home moms, military people, that ultimately we were all the same. We are all the same and are dealing with the same thing. So your strategies can plan, your strategies can change because your plans will have to change as life and these cycles begin to come upon us. High-cost states, you went from New York to California,
nothing in between.
How did you ever think that, not number one, maintaining your global presence, but number two, purchasing assets in these two high cost areas, was it ever intimidating to you?
You know what? No, I guess coming from New York City, it was all that I knew. So, first I bought in New Jersey and then at a time when Brooklyn was, in the 90s, everything was havable in Brooklyn. I mean, it is a completely different story today, but no, I didn't have any reservations. And then when I got out to Los Angeles, I rented for a minute. It was the best thing because I had two properties back east. So I waited a while. And then once I made the decision I was tired of paying somebody rent, I went and started looking for a home. And I found something, double what I paid for in New Jersey. But in California, the tide just said, this is where I need to be, and I'm willing to invest in this space. And I did, and that actually gave me 100% back on my money. So, you just...
Wow, 100% back. What does that mean? You don't have to give us real numbers. Tell us what that means. Because I don't think people really understand that it's possible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That means that particular house I paid $400,000 for, and I got, when I sold it, I sold it for $750,000.
Wow.
And I was in that property 5 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So here, there's two examples. One scenario is, you live in a property and you pay the money every month to live there. Let's just say if it's $2,000 a month, that's $24,000 a year. In 5 years, you will have spent almost $125,000. And when you leave, you just have to take your furniture, if you're going to take that. The other scenario is you stay in that property, you purchase it, and you put money in, but when you walk away, you have doubled your money, and now you get to walk away. That's what I'm talking about. And I think we need to, this needs to stay in the forefront, because I think people get, we just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, I don't know if I can wake up another day and see somebody else shot in a pullover. I mean, it's, I don't want to digress, and I want to keep that at the forefront. My heart is simply broken, but these things begin to take its toll. And quite frankly, you know, you and I had a conversation about one of our colleagues. Quite frankly, it becomes depressing. And when we're carrying this weight of what's happening to our country and to our people, sometimes it can derail us from our wealth building strategies and our overall plans in terms of what we're going to do to rise above this situation for ourselves and others.
Absolutely. I'm in agreement with that. And yeah, you're right, because without a plan, there are many things that can deter you. And of course, you know, the state of where we are with police brutality and, well, actually, you know what? It's beyond brutality. It is murder. It's assassination.
Whoa.
That is happening on these streets, not just in America, all over, to black and brown people for no good reason at all. And so, yes, that is enough to take your mind off of everything that you were even thinking, which is why it's so much more important that a strategy is in place, so that after you grieve, you can really get back into what is necessary for the people that are living and for them to live the best lives possible. If you have any control over anything, that's what you have control over. But yeah, these are trying times, Len. I mean, and you know, I'm sure it's no different from any time. It's just that we have the cameras, we have the internet, we have the story being told on all fronts, which, by the way, is no accident either. So we've got to be really diligent.
How do you keep going? Like, you were here, you were part of the self-destruction song and video. You wrote "I Cram to Understand You, Sam." You have faced all of these things and continue to rise. How do you do it? We got about a minute in this segment.
Oh my goodness. I mean, Lynn, I can't do nothing without the Lord. I just have to put my hands up, drop down to my knees, and give all the praise to my Lord and Savior, because that is the reason I am able to keep a level head in the midst of such sanity, the calm, right? And then you have, you know, the belief that it, what is. And so instead of spending so much energy trying to fight this wave of nastiness, we must stay forever indebted and grateful to our Lord and Savior. And that's how I'm able to do it. I cannot tell a lie and give it to anyone else except Him.
Woo! On that note, you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We can all go say a big old hallelujah and an amen on that. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable, and this is WVON. Go to askland.org. Start your dreams. Get your strategy in order. We have to take a break, and don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time, and that means you. And my prayer is that you will develop the strategy that you need to build wealth for your family. So I just want to deal with the myths, and I want to give you the truth about home ownership. And I'm going to keep talking about this as we deal with financial literacy season, smart money season. This is a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 day a year mission for us. The very first thing I want you to know is there is nothing that can stop you or block you from achieving what it is that you see for yourself. If you see it, believe it, because the vision was given to you by a power that is much higher than you. I have never envisioned being an astronaut. That's not what I'm put here to do. But I did envision helping people all over the world. I did envision speaking and teaching. And at some point, I even envisioned being a minister. Now, I ran from that vision as long as I could. But the point is, when you see something, that's because it's yours. What do you see right now? What do you see for yourself? Do you see financial freedom? Do you see peace? Do you see harmony in your relationships? Do you see being able to get a paycheck and not have to spend it? Let me tell you. Jesus, I know what that's like. Coming from living check to Monday, I'm waiting for the check, okay? I'm waiting for the next check, and I just got my check, right? I remember that. Going from that to grinding and dealing with the embarrassment and the shame and the work and the struggle, and sometimes you dig yourself into a hole, it might take you 6 months to get out. It might take you 6 years. It might take you 10 years. But you got to keep striving. You got to keep climbing. You got to keep digging. And you have to keep believing. So going from that to getting a check, and I don't even know the check came. Or to getting a check and being able to take the whole thing. I remember I got a refund on something. I forgot what it was. And I made a decision to donate the whole thing to charity, to my charity, Hip Hop Sisters Foundation, so that we could help someone. That's two different states of existence. But let me tell you, there's a cost to freedom. If you want to be free, it is not free. Freedom ain't free. There's a cost. You got to give up your old thinking. You have to give up your old habits. You might even have to give up some people. In one of my classes, the Master Your Money Mindset series, the Manage Your Money Mindset Masterclass series, that's what it is, the Manage Your Money Mindset Masterclass series, I go through people, managing expectations, managing how you're going to keep the folks in and out of your life. I said all that to say, what do you see for yourself? If you see it, it's possible. It wouldn't be in your vision, your mental vision. And some of the things that are mental vision, you can clearly picture them. You can close your eyes and you can see that home. You can see that bank account. You can see how much is in it. You can see multiple bank accounts. You can see your assets. You can see your children thriving and prospering. You can see it. That means it's yours. So if you see it, your job is to simply, I ain't going to even tell you to really believe it, because there are some things I saw I didn't believe, but I was crazy enough to keep doing the work anyway. Keep doing the work. How are you going to get from A to Z? And then when you get from A to T on your way to Z, and you have to go back to H, what strategy do you have in place to keep your mind together? What strategy do you have in place to not go crazy, to not give up? What strategy do you have in place? I'll tell you the strategy that I put in place. It's called a team. Your network literally determines your net worth. Who are you spending your time with? Who are you around on a daily basis? Who do you allow to feed your mind? I know that there's a lot happening in the world, but I don't even let that overwhelm me, because if I get too inundated with all that's happening in the world, then I can't stay in my lane to help keep people help to keep moving people through it. Because yes, it will take a toll on all of us. And I am the first one. I remember when Hurricane Katrina hit, I was in the bed for 2 or 3 weeks. I couldn't move. I was depressed. I was crying. I was empathetic. I felt hopeless. But who can I help doing that? I can't help myself and nobody else. So each and every one of us, we have to turn it on, and then we have to know how to turn it off. Never forgetting, but get into your lane. My sister Tamika Mallory, she texted me the other week or day. Her lane is to stay out there. But even she needs our support. So get in your lane. Believe what it is that you see for yourself. Do the work. Okay? The next thing that I want you to do is to get in the habit of writing. What is it that you want? If you took the time to go to AskLynn.org and to tell me what it is that you want, go there, submit your inquiry. I read almost all of them. My team helps me, and we make sure that we get people to the right place. And we're helping people. Somebody in Jamaica said, can you help me? Yes. Somebody in London said, can you help me? Yes. Somebody in Africa said, can you help me? Absolutely yes. My sorority, Delta Sigma Theta sorority, we just opened the Southern Africa alumni chapter. I will be there as soon as I can fly, okay? So write what it is that you want. As soon as you type that message, as soon as you type that request on social media or you go online, then type your request to yourself. Tell yourself, I want you to help me stay focused. You got to say that to yourself. I need help remaining on track. I don't want to give up. I know I'm facing things every single day in my life, but I know that there is a better plan for me. There's a better way for me. There's a better strategy for me. There is a new day for me. You have to believe it for yourself, and I'm a living witness. There is a new day. I remember that day almost 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when I was at the height of my radio show on WVON, and a group of folks decided they wanted what I had, and it all came crashing down one day. But do you know that day did not stop me? That day didn't derail me? That day set the tone for a new beginning. So this is your new beginning. This is your season. It is smart money season. It is smart money time, and it is time for you to apply the wisdom. Maybe you don't have it, but you can get it. I want you to go to AskLynn.org. I want you to listen to this show again at LynnMillionaire.com. I want you to tell as many people as you can and get as many people as you can on the road to financial freedom and home ownership. It's time for you to join the Home Buyers Club. It's time for us to go back to our roots. Let's get our real estate in check. The Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth and enjoy peace. So I'm wishing you peace, love, and blessings. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.